Welcome to the Adult Puberty Podcast. I don't know about you, but navigating life as an adult can be just as uncertain, exciting, and full of growing pains as adolescence was. This podcast is all about self-development and growth in the areas of physical health, emotional stability, and spiritual maturity. We've got a lot to talk about. Let's do it. What's up, y'all? My name is Ebony, and I want to welcome you back to another episode of the Adult Puberty Podcast. All right, y'all. So I am about to be exactly who I am. Not that I haven't been out this time. I mean, I have been exactly who I am. But you know how, like, you hold back something or you don't say stuff because of whatever, you know? It's, you know, you talk to yourself, or at least I do. I talk to myself, and it's like all the time about all these different things. And, you know, I'm a thinker. And, you know, for whatever reason, like, people can't handle other people's truths or beliefs or I don't know, whatever, you know? And in a grand way, right? Like, not that we're all going to agree on, you know, everything, but just some people are so allergic to other people's truths and or lives and or whatever specifics about them. And everybody always got something to say, right? Me included. And I realized, like, you know what? Instead of me, you know, having something to say about anybody else's anything, how about I just focus on my own stuff? Which, I mean, and when I say that, I'm not talking about like a surface. Like, I do that as part of just like my regular life. But like, I'm talking about like the deep, deep stuff. To live inside out, basically. Like, so anyway, I'm rambling on that. But I guess, I don't know if that's kind of like my, I don't know, warning to you, if you are someone who is sensitive to other people's thoughts, feelings, truths, or whatever, or somebody who has to put everything in a box, and, you know, this is just a warning. That's all. Which seems crazy, right? Because I'm just about to just talk about, you know, what's on my mind. But anyway, if it's for you, then it's for you. The end. But like, it's just been like so much stuff happening, like, in the world, you know what I mean? And just all over. And it's like palpable. Like, it's not a place or a person or a thing. It's like the air, like the environment almost, you know? Like, you know, there is evil rampant, you know, like I mentioned. It's just all kind of things happening. A train derailed and like contaminated a part of Ohio River with like some kind of chemical. That's literally all I know, just based off of like headlines, not actual reading. And like, oh, aliens is like a thing. And, you know, even though they have been saying that, but I guess it's, you know, time to, I don't know, let people know or whatever. I don't know. And then you got like, you know, all these religions, and, you know, then there's like work and, you know, the reality that the government lies, which not a new truth, but like the magnitude and the length and the orchestration of like different governments that lie cohesively, like, you know what I mean? Like, and it's not even like anything new, right? Like, for me, it just continues to confirm that like all of this is like pointless. Like, the national debt that is like ridiculous, and they're going to default on a loan if they don't raise the debt ceiling. And like, when it's just like decimal points on a computer that they made up, like, that, you know, really has no real value. But yet, you know, we go to work, some of us hate it, you know, and day in and day out, and it's like the same, it's like the same day, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's just, it's the same thing. And it's like, I be waking up sometimes and I just be like, not like, it's not a dread. It's not like a, like I said, it's not a sadness. It's not a depression. It's just like the reality of like what this life is. And I've had that realization since I started having it when I was in college. Just like coming from like some science class and just being like, what is everything? Like, what are we doing? Like, this just seems so meaningless. Like, I'm in college, like I was like 20, you know what I mean, when I first was like actually, even before that, actually, like I would just have these like, I at the time I thought they were like weird like little things. And I hope y'all cannot hear my neighbors. Child, oh my God, these kids. Anyway, I would always feel weird when I would have these conversations with myself and feel like, this is like, everything is like dumb. Like, it don't even make sense. But now I am to the point where it's like, yo, I think that's the point of life. Not that I have the answer, but I feel like what is life? I feel like the point of life is to get to the end of life, not death, but end of life. Like, you see this for what it is, and then, you know what I'm saying, like, you see this for what it is. It's like, it's all the same, you know, like our eating, our drinking, our working, our dancing, our sexing, our our marriages, our friends, our exploring, our travel, our exercise, you know what I mean? Like, our hobbies, our, you know, it just, like, it's cool, you know? It's cool, like, don't get me wrong. But if I'm honest, it's like, sometimes it's just a big shoulder shrug to me. Like, and again, it's not from a sadness or an apathy. It's like, the more I age and grow, you know, in years wise and wisdom, I realize like, I don't really know nothing. And all of this is just blah. And so, like, the only way that I am like even surviving that kind of like that realization, because it's difficult, because it's like it's a shift in perspective. You know what I mean? It's it's just a complete mind shift and change and like unlearning things. It's been a process, you know? And it like almost blows my mind to like unlearn things that were known. So I thought, right? And it's like, the only way I am even surviving is because of my faith. Like, the world was the Titanic and it ran into the iceberg and like everybody, except for this version, everybody in the water. And I feel like I got on this life vest and it's made of faith. You feel me? And I'm not even like, I mean, I'm like treading water. Like I would like move my feet a little bit, tread a little bit. And then I'm like, at least where I am right now. But it's like this life vest is just holding me up of like faith.
Thanks for sharing your time and the space with me today. I hope you heard something in today's episode that made a difference in some way to your own personal journey through adult puberty. Until next time.